unless you are honest to yourself, you cannot have the love of God. And if you don't have it, you are poor. No amount of wealth, no amount of material wealth can make you rich when you are already poor and lack the love of God within. Good evening and welcome to another session of Agar Meditation. So we are happy to resume after our fabulous Varanasi tour, and we've had several learnings and so has everyone else. I've had several learnings and so has everyone else. Today we are having a special session which is primarily about identifying your inner calling. A lot of people have these questions of what is it that I have to do, and they're not happy in their jobs. Few of them are happy in their jobs, but most of them are still searching, and they get diverted from what they have to serve, what they have to do to serve. It diverts into money very quickly, and people settle down to saving money, to building their assets, and also excessive future planning, which leads to anxiety and several other symptoms, sleeplessness and other symptoms. So I remember I was in a spiritual retreat. I was attending a spiritual retreat many years ago. And we had gone out visiting certain Buddhist monasteries, and we returned by about 4 PM. And that's when lunch was served and we all had our lunch. But at 8 PM, when dinner was served, the same people who had eaten their lunch at 4 came back promptly and filled their plates. And they started eating. Now, why would someone do that? They're not hungry after 4 hours, after eating a heavy lunch, when they were famished. They just wanted a filling. They filled themselves to the brim. And 4 hours later, and I went to the dinner table just to meet everyone, not to have dinner. And I asked them, how is it that you're able to eat dinner after another 4 hours? And they said, it's a habit. Well, yes and no. It's a habit, all right. But what is more important is that, what is it that kicks in the desire to consume so much food? And that is unhappiness. And they are unhappy because they haven't yet identified their inner calling. Now let us question, what is this inner calling that I'm talking about? See, we all need to reach our ultimate goal. Our ultimate goal is to merge with consciousness. But how? What is the path that we are going to take that will lead us to this goal? And that's your inner calling. That's the work that you have to do in order to finish your karma, which means wipe out the consequences of your actions, let them all erase, and don't add any more to the list of consequences or the list of karma. And let it all exit, let it all just finish by itself so that I can merge with consciousness. So we need to find out what is this inner calling that we are going to have, that we are supposed to do, we're supposed to identify with. And once we identify with this inner calling, then life becomes easy. When I say life becomes easy, it doesn't mean that life becomes better, but yes, it becomes smoother. That's because you begin to just identify with your inner calling. You wake up every day only to perform your actions, only to renew your goals. You're renewing the same goal every single day. You wake up to accomplish your goal. And that's what your inner calling is all about. So today we are going to do a few meditations, a few practices that will help us identify with this inner calling. That's what we're going to do. So we'll start off with the first one, where we are just going to calm ourselves, and then progressively I will teach you the basic steps which you need to do on an everyday basis to get to your inner calling. All right, so let us start off now. Keep your back straight, your neck and head straight. In fact, when I was meditating in front of Lahari Mahashaya's house, and I sat straight, I heard the voice which asked me, "Don't you know how to sit straight?" And really got me to position my back so straight. And that's when it said that I was doing the right thing. So I want you to today sit as straight as you can, which means that you need to push your lower back forward and pull your upper back and your neck backward. So that will really position your spine. And when you know your back is straight, I'll tell you how you know your back is straight. Your breathing simply slows down when your back is absolutely straight. The breathing becomes 4 times slower than what it is now. That's when you know your back is straight. So likewise, every time I've been giving these instructions, do not sit on a sofa, sit on a chair, do not use the backrest. If you're sitting on the ground, don't use the wall as your back support. If you have pain in your lower back, I would suggest that you sit in a way that your hips are placed at a higher plane than your knees, so that way your hips will feel well rested and comfortable. Let your eyeballs be downward gaze with your eyelids closed. Visualize, imagine, think, or feel that you are sitting in a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In front of you, imagine a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner seeing, walk up to this pole. Hold on to a ribbon of any color that appeals to you. And come back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any anxiety, any restlessness in any part of you. It can be physical, mental, emotional, or any other. now. Ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain or distress that you may have in any part of you, any disease, any distress that you may have in any part of you. Ask your higher consciousness to direct this healing to such areas and also to heal wherever healing is required in any part of creation. Let it flow through you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative emotions, negative experiences. Now ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even a sense of weakness. Now ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe it in deeply. As you breathe out, let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth and low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to release. come back to conscious awareness. Thank you, higher consciousness, for flooding you with its unconditional love. And open your eyes when you're ready. Let me tell you a small story. There was a butcher, and this butcher would, he of course, his job is to kill animals and to serve them as meat to customers. So as he was butchering and then continuing his life, he was completely opaque to the fact that there is karma and there are consequences. He was not even aware of that. But one day, suddenly, as he was just about to kill a goat, he heard a voice in his heart which said that, "I'm going to die. I'm in pain. Can you release me from this?" He didn't know where that voice came from, but within a few seconds, there was compassion in his heart, and he didn't want to kill the goat. He didn't know what happened to him, what triggered. But there was a moment of awakening in him, and he didn't want to continue his profession anymore. But then, here was his need to earn money. So then he continued to do his work, but in a different way, that he would not kill, but he would only sell the meat. That's because he didn't know anything else. But then he had this firm thought in his mind and heart, which was embedded, that he wanted to realize more about life. And with that thought, he aged. And he died. And then he was reborn to a doctor's family. And this doctor was a very wealthy doctor who had his own hospital. And before this boy was born, he had two other brothers, older brothers, both of whom were doctors. So this boy grows up, but then he does not have any interest in studies, doesn't like to go to school, but he always loves to play with animals. He expresses compassion. He has excessive compassion towards animals. He wants to protect them. The family are non-vegetarians, but this boy wants to be a vegetarian, does not like meat. And so the parents were intrigued and worried that this boy wouldn't go to school, so what would he do? So finally, the father, he and his wife would sit together and decide that this boy will be employed as the cleaner in the hospital. So they put him as the chief cleaner, so he would clean and supervise other cleaners who would just mop the floor, keep the hospital tidy. So one day, a very wealthy businessman comes to the hospital, and he is in pain, and the doctors test all his medical records, and they find that everything is all right. All the scans, all the reports, everything seems to be absolutely fine, but this man is in pain, so they are medicating him. So this boy, who is now a youth and who is the supervisor of the hospital, comes mopping the floor, and he comes to this wealthy man, and he just says, "What are you worried about? Why is it that you are afraid of losing your wealth? Give up your worry and you'll be all right." But never had this wealthy businessman heard of such an advice, but this chief supervisor was absolutely right. The man was extremely worried about losing his wealth that caused all the stiffness and pain. And no sooner had he heard, something in him eased, something in him relaxed, and he realized that his pain was lesser. And he went back to the chief supervisor, cleaning supervisor, asking for more advice, and the doctors were intrigued. Why would this businessman want to go and talk to this supervisor? And they asked him, how do I do this? I'm already feeling better. And he says, you just have to observe. You just have to observe what you are afraid of losing, and then let it go. Let go of everything that you believe you need or you want. And when you have nothing else to lose in your head, you will be free. Within a few days, this businessman was absolutely free of all the pain. But then he did one thing which really turned things around. He went to the chief doctor, who was the father of this cleaner, and told him what his son had done, how he had miraculously healed this businessman. So the father and the mother, both of whom were doctors, were pleasantly surprised that this boy was no ordinary boy. Just because he didn't want to go to school didn't make him any less. So they made him the chief counselor of the hospital. And he went on to counsel his students, went on to counsel the medical staff and the patients. And soon, people started healing much faster and much better. The important lesson that we need to understand from this story, that we need to learn from this story, is that each one of us have an ability which is not available to us unless we are in stress. But we don't have to be in stress to realize this ability. We just have to be open like the butcher, so we can listen to the inner voice which guides us to greater wisdom. And the way to do it is to be alert and aware, and to be honest to ourselves, to be brutally honest to ourselves. If there is a work that you do not like doing, for example, many of the IT professionals today do not like their work, but they just stuck to their jobs because it gives them a lot of money. You're being dishonest to yourself. A lot of people are trained professionals, but don't like what they are doing. You're being dishonest to yourself. When you're being dishonest to yourself, you cannot listen to the inner voice. You have to be brutally honest to yourself. It's only then that your inner voice is available to you, or else the mind will play tricks with you. It will show you only the fears of a future that no one knows, that even the mind is not aware of. It will show you this fear. It will show you how bleak your future will be if you don't stash enough money, if you don't buy so many houses and build up so many assets. But no matter how much you build up, you will have to face that day someday. You will have to face yourself someday, when you will only face guilt and loneliness, where everyone will tell you that it's okay, everything will be all right, and you know for yourself that you brought yourself here. It's important for you to start working with yourself, and the best way is to be honest to yourself, so you can listen to the inner voice. When I had to find out my inner calling, I had to meditate for 9 days. And that's when it came clearly what I had to do to awaken the love of God in everyone. And without the love of God, which is your true love, which is the love of the higher consciousness of any God that you pray to, unless you are honest to yourself, you cannot have the love of God. And if you don't have it, you are poor. No amount of wealth, no amount of material wealth can make you rich when you are already poor and lack the love of God within. So today, resolve that you are going to be honest to yourself. You don't have to decide how much wealth you need. You don't have to decide how much of asset balance you're going to have, which is going to make you feel secure. Allow that inner guide to take charge of all of that, of all your livelihood, your finances. God knows everything. Consciousness knows everything. It knows how much to bring to you. It knows how much should flow out. In fact, when you begin to share, consciousness finds out, here is the best person through whom I can channel all the resources because he is good at sharing. He or she is good at sharing. And consciousness just makes all the wealth flow through you. But the moment you plug the outlet and begin to build assets, your inflow begins to trickle. Dishonesty is not a way of living. By dishonesty, I don't mean by lies. By dishonesty, I mean by not facing the truth. When you know you don't like this job, when you know that you have become temperamentally rude or angry or upset or irritated and frustrated, you begin to shrink all the channels through which divinity flows. You begin to limit yourself. You have to choose divinity first. Everything else follows that. Divinity cannot be a small capsule in some corner of your house, which you access once in a while for maybe 15, 20 minutes. Divinity is like the air that you breathe. You breathe it all the time. And you allow consciousness to take over so that life has a divine purpose. So everything that you do, whether you are a government official, whether you are a private employee, whether you have your own business, whatever you do, it has to be guided by the divine self. And that's when the purpose is established. You cannot start meditating when you retire. Because when you're retired, all your energy is out, you're drained. Now you want to bring in a lot of pleasure onto yourself. You'll sit glued to the television, your mobile, your gadgets. You want to now spend time with your grandchildren. You want to travel, you want to meet friends, you want to walk. All that will take over if you are not preparing today. Open up to your divine self today. The inner calling is just a way of reaching the divine through your work. And so if you are not already happy with what you're doing, you need to discover, you need to introspect and see what is it that fuels your happiness? What is it that fuels your joy? What is it that makes you wake up early morning before sunrise and want to connect to God every day? What is that medium that you are connecting to? You have to find it. You have to introspect. You have to discover. But you haven't done it for years. You haven't done it for decades. Do it today before it becomes late. Every passing day is making your possibility of connecting to your inner calling a little more difficult because every day your habits are becoming one day stronger. Every day you're just procrastinating, you're telling yourself tomorrow, you're becoming that much weaker. Don't give any chance for tomorrow. Let it happen now. Let it happen today. So you can start, no, we can start this practice right now. We will have the small meditation where you're going to put the question, what am I here for? What am I here for? Just ask the question. Don't expect an answer. Don't wait for an answer. Just be alert and aware. And if you get an answer, and when you get an answer, please write it down. There are chances that you might discover your inner calling right now in this session, or there might be chances that you need to apply the meditations, sit quietly in a corner every day at the same time until this inner calling comes. No one is out there who is going to give you this answer. There is no astrologer who will give you this answer. There's no pandit who's going to give you this answer. It has to come from within. Because only when it comes from within, you are going to be convinced that this is the path that I'm going to take. But if someone else is going to tell you, and if you trust that person, there will be another person who is going to tell you something different, and then you will be led only to doubt. It has to come from within. So let us sit in meditation today. Right now, ask yourself this question. What am I here for? What is my purpose? What is the purpose of being born? What am I here for? God has a plan for everyone, and we need to discover this plan. When we discover this plan, we are working with Him. And when we decide to work with Him, He commits to work with you. You know, God is the best servant because He wants to show how to serve. He is the best master. He wants to show you how to be one. He is the best friend. He wants to exemplify how to commit yourself to a friend. He is the best at everything. And so it is just common sense to associate with someone who is the best at everything. So let us now connect to this best friend, as my wife calls her God. She calls him her best friend. She doesn't call him God. She says he's my best friend. And I believe that because I have experienced him through her. And I know for a fact that when you take God as your best friend, and when you just give yourself to him, he's not going to crumple you like tissue paper and throw you in the dustbin. He's really going to take care of you. That's what God does. He shows you how to take care of your friend. And so he will take care of you. So now let us resume our posture. Sit straight with push your lower back out and push your upper back backwards, so your back is absolutely straight. When your back is absolutely straight, the thoughts that just stop, there are no more thoughts, your breath just slows down. It's a fantastic state to be in. Now ask this question within you. When the breath is slowed down, what is my purpose? What am I here for? Be alert and aware. Do not wait for an answer. Do not look out for an answer. you have a doubt where the answers are coming from, ask who is giving these answers. If it's the Divine Self, you will know. Make your eyeballs are downward gazed. Don't let it explore the mental space. Don't lose yourself in your erratic thoughts. With every inhalation, check your posture. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. You can relax your posture, but don't slouch. Keep your body straight. Are there any questions? Did anyone get a message? Okay. Now that was just the mind. So Smaran has left a message saying that you saw yourself flying out of the building, seeing the world. It's just your mind having a good time. So yeah, which is so did you see your eyes were following the visuals? Were the eyeballs following it? You can't recollect. It's all right. Is anyone else? Anyone else who asked? This, someone told to do service to mankind, mainly to downtrodden and old. Now, it's not what other people tell you. It has to come from within. You know, when you say service to mankind, you have to ask how. What is the way? For example, if you are a person who is into mineral exploration, into jewel exploration, you can find the best source. You can be a person who can actually tell people whether the particular gem has got cracks. If it's going to be shaped into a jewel, then you can tell whether this has the cracks. You can become a consultant. You can charge for your time. All right, that's one way of serving mankind. So you can help people, stop people from getting cheated. You could also, so as far as crystals are concerned, if it has cracks, then it's considered good because it can store information. But when it is ported as a jewel, the same crystal must not have any cracks because it can also store negative information. Because you're going to go into marriages, you're going to go into parties and things like that. But when you are using a crystal as something that you're going to meditate with, then having cracks or fractures inside is good. So you can decide what kind of profession that you want to do. All right. So we had several answers here. It's the first I got an answer to support my parents who were in a bad state. Yes, that's necessary. It's important for you to be there for them. You can support them whenever they need your support. But parents, as they age, they become more rigid, which means that their self-respect prevents them from asking for help. So you have to see through, catch the clues, and then be able to help them wherever help is needed. Again, it was a blank or only the current opportunity that I'm working on, so I'm not sure if I received the answer. So, all right, so you need to work on yourself if you have not received the answer. Later, I asked again where the answer came from, so it vanished and said to help the needy and to not expect back. Now, when I say how, you know it's the divine self. When it's the divine self, then the answers bring with it a flush of energy. You feel like you have a smile on your face. It feels so beautiful. And that's how you know when it comes from the divine self. There's just so much energy in that message. It just has a smile. You have a smile on your face. Your back straightens up absolutely. And you are just in bliss. You're blissed out. That's how you know that the message is coming. So if that's what happened to you, then that's the right message. If it's the mind, then yes, there's a lot of fear and worry and all those comes and it just goes on to. So the message, for example, one of you asked for a clarification and the message itself changed. So with the divine self, the message doesn't change. The same message repeats because that's coming from truth. You don't have to remember the message. It just repeats itself over and over and over and you know this is the message. And it's completely filled with love. You're blissed out when you get the message. That's what happens. Are there any other questions or any other comments? Yes, Shilpa.
Dog, it came to me that I need to work with women, underprivileged women, and maybe start a cottage industry.
Now, my question to you is, when the message came, was it filled with love?
I felt peace when that message came. I felt nice.
Okay, so you can ask again, and if the same message repeats, but don't expect it. Don't expect it. So don't expect the message to repeat itself. If the same message repeats in verbatim, the same words that you heard before, then you know. And if it fills itself with, if it comes with a lot of love and joy and energy, then it's the right message. Now, when you're talking about underprivileged women, you also need to ask, what does it mean by underprivileged women? Don't take the message, don't manipulate the message, because you're not sure what it means by underprivileged, because what the higher consciousness knows as underprivileged is different from what you understand as being underprivileged. So you have to ask the higher consciousness, what does it mean by the underprivileged? Who are the underprivileged according to the higher consciousness? For example, I was told to work with the poor. And when I asked who are poor, it said that people who do not have the love of God in them, they are poor. So it's not exactly people who are not with wealth, but it's people who find it difficult to identify with the love that they have within themselves. And these are the people I have to work with. All right, so the message was absolutely clear. And so I started working with those people who lack a love of God in them, or who have, it's not a complete lack, but at least it's coated with desire, coated with fear, coated with anxiety, coated with so many things, but it's difficult for them to identify with the love of God in them, which means that they are lesser in confidence, they're more, they think more, they sleep less, they're not well rested, their health is not in their best. These are the people who are the ones who have the lack of godliness in them. There is less of godliness in them. All right? So that's what you need to ask. You need to ask, who are these underprivileged? Ask your higher consciousness, who are the underprivileged I need to work with? And let's see what comes.
Sure. Thank you.
Let's just feel still and blank. All right. So you can ask. And also, there was no smile, no energy. It was just an answer to the requirement to why I'm here. So you need to ask again. And the possibility that it will come straight like that with just a 3-minute meditation is a little bleak. That's because you need to be in that intensity for that message to come. So when you meditate every day, then the intensity builds up. And then one day you just get a message. For example, my mentor, he took me through several exercises. He took me way back thousands of years and told me to discover who I was in that particular lifetime. And it took again several days. And then just before going to, I would meditate before going to bed. I would meditate before, soon after waking up. I became desperate for the answer. And suddenly, when I was least expecting it, it just came in a flash at 10:30 p.m. just before I was hitting the bed. And the next morning, and then I messaged right then that I got the answer, and he messaged back, he replied back saying, "Habba." The next morning he called me and he said, how did it come? And what did it come with? And he said, "I saw you brought with you so much light into this world because you just discovered your true ability. You discovered how strong a personality you were." So there's so many aspects to our beingness which is invested in us. We have come here. We are tremendously powerful. Each one of you here, you are tremendously powerful. You have no idea how powerful you are. But it's just that we are living in this limited existence, believing this is how life is meant to be. No. You're all humongously powerful beings, but living an existence which is far below your natural capacity. You have no idea of your power. Let us discover this power that is invested within us. And let us live that beautiful existence that we have come here to live. A purposeful existence where you no longer have to think about tomorrow. No longer have to think about yourself. Let us live that existence where everything happens through us. All that we have to do is to choose, and it is given. Let us live that glorious existence. So please repeat what answer you got. So the answer that I was given was work with the poor. The poor are not those who are not rich. The poor are those who lack the love of God in them. This was the message that came to me. And since then, it was my life has been very clear as to what my work is, how am I going to do it. And at every step, I seek the guidance of the higher consciousness at every step. And then it just comes. It's just waiting there. The higher consciousness knows even before I ask the question. And the answer is right there. And when you live that way, life is beautiful. Life is amazing when you live that way. Because you're living at a higher purpose. And that higher purpose will help you complete this life and complete the whole story of these millions and millions of lifetimes that we have taken. We were taken for one single reason, to go back to the source. And every time we've been forgetting that we need to go back to the source, and we do these mundane jobs and earning money and building our assets, and we do these foolish things. I'm not saying this is not necessary, but don't make that the purpose of your living. It'll come. All that, So when you live of a higher purpose, it is not minus your family, it is not minus your asset, it's not minus your dream vehicle. All that is inclusive. The higher consciousness knows. It knows. All that is inclusive. It just knows how to bring the best to you. All right, one of our Agar meditators, she travels by flight. We just came back, and every single time, I'd like to quote her name, if I may. So her name is Indu Gautam. She is here. Every time she boards the flight, she gets the row of seats vacant. Every single time. She just manifests it. She just does that so beautifully. So she just knows that the three seats are vacant. This time we're flying and this is the flight is full. I was with her and the air hostess told that the flight is full. And we board the flight and her row seats are empty. I mean, she just manifests it so beautifully. So every aspect, that's only a minuscule bit of your manifestation. But you can actually do that to every aspect of your life. And when you do that, life is phenomenal. It's so purposeful. You wake up every day to a new enthusiasm. You wake up every day to a new calling. I conduct this Agar meditation every day, every Saturday, with so much enthusiasm, because every time I get into the zone, then everything that I speak comes through me. I don't prepare. I observe who is speaking. And it's so beautiful that the higher consciousness just takes over. And these words, they come out of my mouth. And thank goodness I'm recording them. So they just go back and you can listen to them. But this, I'm just blissed out every Saturday. That's what you can do too. But let it not be only Saturdays. Be blissed out 7 days a week. But yes, each one of you must get the purpose of your life clear. the objective, the larger scheme of things. It has to be clear, because that's why you've come here. And so don't go back empty. Go back having fulfilled your purpose, but don't go back poor.